everybody. Jay Jacobs here with Winning Edge Sports Network, bringing you our Coach's Corner this week, brought to you by Ride and Shine Detail of the Upstate. Call Sean at 864-437-6150. Ride and Shine of the Upstate. Everyone, please help me welcome back to the show head coach of the Westside Rams, Mr. Scott Early. Hey, Coach, how are you feeling today, even though I understand you are battling the flu?
Yeah, a little under the weather. So, but you know, it's playoff time, so we got to go. So we got some meds in us, and gonna get well quick as we can.
That's good, Coach. We definitely need you getting better, Coach. This past week, you won the game versus Brea, 55-0. How is the health of your team coming out of there?
Well, we got a chance, you know, to be as healthy as we've been, but that's still. You know, we're going basically go into the postseason without five starters that are out for the year. But we've been, you know, playing without those guys throughout our last four-game winning streak. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's coach speak, but next man up. Our kids have really done a good job of doing that, filling in, you know, after the losses of Nehemiah Smith and Jamie Brown and Nori and AJ. You know, we've had some guys step up and overachieve and play really well. So, you know, fortunate to have enough depth to pull this off, and those kids, because of those reps, have gotten better. So I hope they'll be playoff ready, and I believe they will.
Well, Coach, of course, you had a lot of good things that happened in this past game. Anything you see as a major issue to fix before heading into your first playoff game versus Midland?
No, we sort of treated Berea as a bye week. You know, our top guys played the first quarter, and then we was able to, you know, play some JV guys and try to develop some more depth, and they helped. You know, they helped the game where we left it for them, and that was impressive. And you know, to be 8-2 with this team and the injuries and things we've been through is, you know, we feel like we're very blessed, very fortunate, and you know, may have a chance to do something really special in the playoffs.
Coach, going into Midland Valley, their rushing is their averaging 238 yards per game in rushing. What do you see that you need to do to get that under control in order to come out on top?
Well, I mean, it all starts with their quarterback. He's a 6'5" and a very, very good player with long strides. And, you know, you gotta make that your number one priority. And then they got, you know, 21's got some SEC offers and really good back. And 5's a good back. And, you know, I think on defense, you know, the box is really good. The back end is where, you know, we feel like we can get some things done back there, especially with Cutter Woods. So we feel confident about it, and looking forward to hosting them Friday night.
Have you ever played Midland Valley before, Coach?
Well, actually, my first ever year at Myrtle Beach back in 2000. That was my first playoff game as a head coach. So it's been quite a while, but it's funny how, you know, sometimes life comes full circle.
Oh, yeah. And considering they're overall 5-5, they definitely don't play like a 5-5 team. You would think they was, you know, an 8-2 team like yourself.
Yeah, I felt like they, you know, the last game against North Augusta, they kind of got in trail position and just never could climb back. But I felt like, you know, they're in that region, to me, they look like the most dynamic team of all three of them, being North Augusta, South Aiken, and Midland Valley. So we're going to have our hands full on defense. And, you know, I hope we can hold on to the football and not make mistakes and keep our defense off the field a lot Friday night to play.
Yep. And, Coach, this past week, the Anderson Area Touchdown Club honored one of your gentlemen, offensive player of the week. Tell me a little bit about Josh Williams. We always hear about Cutter Woods, but I want if you could tell me a little bit about Josh.
Well, Josh is you know, he's had some injuries throughout his career and been banged up a lot, missed a lot of games. He's finally gotten, you know, healthy and gained some mental and physical toughness that he was lacking early in his career. And, you know, he's always been, you know, quick twitchy and been able to high point the ball. Now he's playing in all three phases of the game. You know, he's starting the corner for us and at receiver. Plays on all the special teams. Has really had a really good year. You know, as a junior, and he's going to be a guy that most likely is going to play somewhere on Saturday. So we are proud of Josh and looking for him to just continue to blossom and grow as a player and a person.
And, Coach, I was going back and looking at some things, and I noticed that you're one of the coaches, and I really applaud you for this, that requires your players to give back to the community. Is this something you feel like needs to be, a lot more teams need to be doing?
Well, I mean, I just feel like when you serve others, you know, you're blessed because of it. And yeah, that's the one thing that's unique about this team is we're a team of high character with great culture, great chemistry.
Yeah.
Our players are making great grades and good decisions. And, you know, in today's world, that's sometimes way more important than what the scoreboard says. So I'm, you know, very proud and pleased with this team, with the way they've handled themselves all year on and off the field.
Well, Coach, I'm going to just give you one more final question. I know you got a lot to do today, and, of course, you're trying to get to feeling better, and we'll be praying for you. How important is it for Westside Stadium to be rocking, to be slam-packed this coming Friday night?
Well, it's just been that way all year, and you know, we've played, you know, our road games, we've had more people than the home teams had, and, you know, it's you know, we've been in the playoffs all of my 9 years here. And, you know, it's hard to teach a town to be a postseason town. A lot of times, I think our fans think, well, you know, the regular season's over with. We had a win over Hannah. That's time for basketball. So,
yeah,
we hope we can get past that, and they'll continue to show up in droves, which they have all year. So, it's going to be real important. You know, we got a chance if we get an upset in Indian Valley Lawrence, where we would be at home 2 weeks in a row. You know, and it's just, you know, our kids feed off of it, and I hope we'll have a rowdy and ruckus crowd for Friday night's home playoff game against Midland Valley.
Well, Coach, we'll definitely be rooting for you. I want to thank you once again for your time, and good luck to you and your team. And we'll definitely be at your game this coming Friday night, and we hope for a safe but hard-hitting game, and good luck to your team, Coach.
All right. Thank you for having us on.
Thank